Welcome everyone to the Big Book Workshop 2025. This is week 32 of the recording. Today's topic is step 7 and 8. A reminder that this is a Big Book Workshop. We are not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship. However, we do try to follow the spirit of the 12 traditions. We only wish to be helpful. The goal of these steps is a transformation, a change in the way we think, feel, and behave. This is a way of living that brings peace, forgiveness, and joy. May you find some of that here with us. Welcome, welcome, and thank you. My name is Joanne, and I am your facilitator and step guide here today. Please join me for the set-aside prayer. Just taking a moment to close our eyes and breathe. Breathe in some gratitude, some grace, some of that energy. God, please set aside everything I think I know about my recovery, about these steps, about who I should be and what I should be able to handle by now. Please help. Please set aside all of that, all of my thinking, all of my worries. Please open my heart. Please open my mind. And allow me, excuse me, allow me to have a new experience of recovery and connection and spirit today. Thank you, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you. All right, here I have my big book. What I would like you to do today is to please open to page 76. We have been doing a lot of work. We've been doing a lot of thinking. Last week's workshop on step 6, I'd love to hear some feedback on that different method of going through and reviewing, of seeing those different columns and how our behavior, the payoff to our behavior, coming to the end of that work, and we look at what am I willing to be accountable for today? And one of the things that's on my accountability and should be perhaps for each of us here today listening is step 7, a seventh step prayer. We find step 7 on page 76, and the way that it is read in the book, page 76, I will read for us today. So we're going to start with a seventh step prayer today. Taking a moment to settle ourselves and to think. And what I do is I look at what character defect is bothering me today? And maybe it is perfectionism. I get irritated when I don't do things perfectly. So let's look at that. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character, including my perfectionism, which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Now that amen is the first, the seventh step prayer in the big book is the first time in the sequence of prayers that you will hear an amen. And I find that mysteriously magnificent. That this book, written in such a hurry by so many fellows, has such depth to it. The seventh step prayer is the first point in the series of steps where we pause. So when someone walks in, day one, first day in fellowship, they actually could. I'm a fan of rapidly doing the steps. I think the steps are too. We come in and we do step one. Are you powerless? Yes. Are they going to understand even what that means? No. But it's the beginning. Are you powerless? Yes, that's why they're in the room. Hopefully, not always. Are you powerless? Step one, are you powerless? Step two, do you have hope? Do you look around these rooms? I hope that you see. That's our job. Those of us that are here one day more than anyone else, our job is to be that hope. Step one, I'm powerless. Step two, do you look around these rooms and see hope? Do you see something? Look for someone who has what you want. That is the hope. That's our step two. The hope of something different. The grace that shines through our eyes, our life, our persona, who we are. That's the hope of that step two transformation, that power. Are you powerless? Yes. Are you done? Are you ready? Yes. Do you look around these rooms and see hope? You see something in someone? Yes. Step three, made a decision to turn your will and your life over to the power, to the care of that power. See, I forgot the word care, and I knew it was coming. It's a care, it is the self-loathing that I lived in. The self-abandon, the punishment that I put myself through, that is not part of these steps. Step three, made a decision to turn our will, my will, and my life over to the care of this power. I'm powerless. There is a power. That's the hope. And just for today, am I willing to let it go? Let all my plans and stories and everything. Am I willing to do something different? Yes. And how you know they've done steps one, two, and three is they start work on step four, day one. So I might get you day one to say a set-aside prayer, God. And I just get them to, they don't have to say the word God. I'll say it, and you don't have to say it. Maybe we'll say spirit. Energy. Just it's not me. I have to let go of self-reliance. It's the biggest tripping hazard. Self-reliance. I'm powerless. So we get newcomers to say the set-aside prayer. I'm powerless. There is a power just for today. I let go. And how I know I've done those steps is we begin the rest of the work. So I might get you to say a set aside prayer. That is steps one, two, and three. Please set aside everything I think I know about my internet, everything I think I know about this workshop, about recovery, about what I should be able to understand. Please open my heart and mind for something new. Please open my heart and mind to be present, to be able to let it go. The ideas that I have in my mind, please open my heart and mind to be present in this moment. And so asking a newcomer to do a set-aside prayer, they don't have to understand it. When you say the set-aside prayer, you have taken steps one, two, and three. What a beautiful grace. You don't have to understand it. You've done it. And then you move into step four immediately, day one. They've just walked in the door. Step four, inventory. They're not going to do a great job. But you just say, take an inventory. Maybe step four, looking at what is bothering you today. Maybe perhaps I started today with perfectionism. So noticing perfectionism is coming up. We saw a lot of nodding heads. So a lot of people identifying with that. So there you go. That's all it has to be. It doesn't have to be some long journey. Perfectionism, I'm noticing today. Step five is where you talk about it. So you admit, if we don't talk about it in depth, but you just say, I understand. I really relate to perfectionism. I really related to this word that I learned called self-loathing. I didn't understand it, but in the rooms, I learned this term, self-loathing, and bang, I had arrived. I understood self-loathing. That was something that I was living in before I knew what to call it. So this is the character defect. And so we recognize it, we admit it to someone. Step five. Step six, are you willing to let it go? So step six we looked at last week. Step six for me is recognizing there's a payoff. These character defects serve me. They're giving me something. And I will not be able, sponsors, they are not able to let go of the character defects until they see the payoff and start to practice different mechanisms of doing whatever it is the payoff is. So for me, my anxiety levels that were so, my self-loathing kept me at home. And when I'm at home, I wasn't getting into trouble with financial crazy behaviors and relationship interesting behavior people. When I was at home, I wasn't getting myself into trouble. So my self-loathing kept my anxiety really high and kept me at home in my one bedroom little unit. Unable to open the blinds, unable to get to the, I mean, it got worse and worse and worse because it just never ends. I could not escape myself. The character defect became my prison. But looking at step six was to recognize it was there for a reason. And when I saw the payoff, am I willing to let go of leaning on that payoff? Am I willing to find alternative ways? I personally had to learn to say no. I had to learn when people ask for things, I would always say yes, or I would always jump in with no thought. I had to learn to pause. I had to learn to say no. I had to learn that the discomfort that I felt when I said no or I held a boundary, the discomfort that I felt in my stomach and my heart, that's my responsibility. It's not their fault. When I set a boundary, I felt like the earth was opening up and it felt a discomfort inside of me. So, avoiding people or avoiding situations that created that feeling is how I was coping. And the self-loathing helped me to avoid everyone because I just stayed home. If I'm going to let go of these character defects, I needed to start practicing different ways of behaving. And those are the different tools that come from our different fellowships. That's why this particular group is a mixture of fellowships. You will have people that have money skills because they come from, or they've experienced debtors anonymous or under earners anonymous or a different financial, I don't know what it is, workshops anonymous. They're just constantly jumping onto the other different workshops. And I you're signing up for the new thing. If there was a group for self-help books anonymous, how many people, if you look at your self-help books the sh on their shelf, it's like, oh, that's it, that's it, that's the solution, I found it. Self-help books anonymous, right? We just see it and jump, we have to buy it. And these were, it's this behavior. So when we have this community where we have multiple different skills, because I need to learn, I needed to learn boundaries. I needed to learn boundaries around self-help books because I want to buy it. I was like, oh, wow, I hear someone speak and I want to get their book. I mean, it's great for economics for them, but it's not good for me. It's not good for my health because I'm constantly chasing a new higher power, a new God. If I do still buy books from people, but it's with consideration. It's not that quick whiplash, I have to get it, I have to get it, because that's the new solution. It's a slow, measured, considered process. So I needed to learn boundaries. So that is what step six is around, recognizing what is the payoff and what is the work that I will need to do. That was your homework last week. What is the work that I'm doing in order to support myself? Because I recognize there's areas where I'm not doing so great. For me, it was looking at financial boundaries. I needed to see that. I needed to look at people boundaries, service boundaries. I would just say yes to all this service and burn out. Like, it's not healthy. And there was no room for anyone else to do service because I was doing everything. It's like, boundaries. So practicing service sponsorship, practicing financial boundaries, practicing people boundaries. This is what we needed to learn around step six and seven. So it says step six is recognizing the payoff to the character defect. And step seven is the prayer and the willingness to say that prayer. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the words of the prayer, of the seventh step prayer. And we're actually going to pause. So I'm inviting you to get a pen and paper, open your big books to page 76, and we're going to look at changing the words to the seventh step prayer. Even if you love the words that are in the big book, I'm inviting you to change some of the words or all of the words. We're going to do it today in the workshop together. So have a pen, have a piece of paper. And before we start, we're going to hear from three, if they're okay to share, three examples. Donnelly, I've just lost your face. Are you still with us? Would you, yeah, there you are. Would you like to share when you're ready your example? And I know you've done many, but the one that speaks to you today of how you today change the words of the seventh step prayer. Go ahead, Donnelly. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to not exactly do what you just asked because I went and found the one that I sent to you a year ago. So I'm going to read that one. Thanks to WhatsApp. God, help me be willing throughout the day that you should have all of me. I humbly ask that you remove my fears and resentments, replacing them with trust and love. Allow me to respond with loving kindness to my family, my fellows, my friends, myself, and all others along my path today. Open my heart. Help me be willing to continually align myself with reality. Help me to maintain conscious contact to your power, nurturing my reliance on it. Help me to remember to keep the lives of those around me consistently and constantly in your loving care. Guide my very busy day, giving me your strength. Please guide my food choices. Help me use your guidance to prioritize my time and my behavior with what is really important. Grant me your strength to pause, listen for guidance, and trust myself and use your power. Help me to know when to speak up and when to be quiet, when to act and when to wait, while always striving to be loving to all, which includes me. Amen.
Thank you, Donnelly. I was sharing before the meeting, before the recording, that Donnelly shared this prayer with me a year ago, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. It really supported me on that day, and that is the kind of community that we have, that there is wisdom in this room, and we help each other, a path, a teacher, a community. Donnelly, you are part of my community. On that day, you were my teacher and reminded me of my path, to stay my path. Excuse me. My path is to stay out of self-reliance. And I was able to lean into, Donnelly reminded me, I was blown away by this prayer, and it just lightened my heart. What a joy. Thank you, Donnelly. Steph, can I invite you, if you don't mind, to give an example of a seventh step prayer? It doesn't have to be yours. You can share. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Steph.
Thank you so much. God, grant me your strength to be willing throughout this day, that you should have all of me, healthy and unhealthy. I ask you to relieve me of pride, fear, and resentment. Give me your strength to act with tolerance, trust, love, empathy, generosity, and acceptance to all along my path today, and the wisdom and the strength to make any amends needed. God, please open my heart. Give me your strength to continually align myself with reality and the ability to maintain conscious contact, with your power nurturing my reliance upon it. Guide me to put and keep the lives of those around me in the loving care of infinite Holy Spirit. Guide me on my food choices and all my interactions today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Steph. Thank you. And if we could come to Judith, if when you're ready, Judith, I'll just get you unmuted. Thank you.
Hi, thank you so much. This was offered as a suggestion weeks ago, and I just jumped on it. Dearest God, I come to you, seek, and ask you to remove my willfulness and help me let go of the outcomes. May you take from me the burdens, dis-ease, self-created catastrophes. Let me be free and clear to do only thy will and be of service to all who you lead my way. Your love, power, protection, and guidance, this day will be my guiding light in all my affairs. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Judith. Thank you to Steph, and thank you to Donnelly. Thank you. Thank you. So what we're going to do now is just take maybe 2 minutes. And do we have a timer today? Marsha, would you mind doing a 2-minute timer for us? So we're going to take 2 minutes and look at the seventh step prayer. We're going to look at that prayer, and we're going to consider rewriting it, everyone who's in this room. And then if Steph would not mind, we might do breakout rooms so they can talk about their seventh step prayers together in small groups. So 4 in each room, well, maybe 5. Maybe 5, do 5. So we might go to pause the recording now, I think. And if that's all right. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back from those breakout rooms. Thank you to everyone for showing up. We're moving now into general sharing. Our topic at the moment is step 7. So we're looking at page 76 of the big book. If you open that 76, that page, and the original prayer as it's read, my creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character, including my perfectionism, perhaps, which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. So you'll see that prayer, how I change that prayer today is after the word character. I say the words including, and I name a character defect that is in my mind and on in my awareness. I focus my energy. That has been so transformative for me. So today our homework was to rewrite the seventh step prayer. Let's hear from Helen. Welcome, Helen.
Okay, so I've got God, I'm ready. I am yours. I pray that you may remove my dishonesty, fear, and self-reliance so that I may be of service to you. Grant me strength and allow your light to shine through me. Amen.
Thank you. Do you want to share for a moment your experience of doing that work? We have a timer, 2 minutes, if you want to use it.
Yeah, it was really lovely to be in the breakout room, actually. It was great to hear how we had all inserted the character defects in and like just different perspective. And then we went into some lovely chit chat. We had a really nice conversation in our group. Yeah, it was a great experience and really reflective, just that time of sitting here with the timer on. Writing the prayer, it was nice to just reflect on that. And I was like, okay, let me go back. What are those defects again? And it was like, oh, and there were so many that I went, what are the main ones that are really pissing me off? And so then I just inserted those ones into the prayer just to get more present to it. Yeah, it was a good experience. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen. Thank you. Thank you. Marsha, welcome.
Thank you. I'm just going to reset the timer. Cancel, reset. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. So I'll read My sweet, loving universe. I am willing to let go of everything that has been blocking me from living your truth. I trust and will give myself over to you for you to hold me through the good, the troublesome, the mistakes, and the lessons. I will let go of trying to get this recovery thing perfect and trust that you have a plan. And I will let go of the result. Please change me so that I can be more useful as a happy, joyous, and free woman in recovery. Even if it means my body, my life, my vision changes alongside it. I trust that in my recovery, you will take care of me on this journey. So yeah, the breakout room conversation really like turned into a lot of like discussion around, or at least what I took out of it was like discussion and thinking around like what the love is between like my higher power and me. Because I've read this so many times and I've done steps in so many ways that have been so forceful, like the biggest thing that I found in this fifth step for myself was how I was finding ways to use recovery as a tool to self-loathe and beat myself into more perfection and more submission and more control. So Yeah, really transitioning that into like seeing my higher powers just holding me, rather than me I'm submitting. I mean, it's just like really changing that stuff for me is really healing as I'm going through it. And I'm looking forward to more of that. So thanks.
Thank you, thank you. Kathy, oh, and just a gentle reminder, we'd love to hear some of your experience, those that wrote the seventh step prayer, just sharing what you've written. You don't like, we'd love to hear your voices. Welcome, welcome. Go ahead, Kathy.
I was just going to share my experience, and I thought that this was just such a perfect example of setting aside what I think I knew about that prayer or about this book or about how we can work with it. And so many people said so many wonderful things, that I took so many notes that I was glad that this was recorded, because there was a set aside, or there was a seven step prayer shared earlier that was just wonderful. And there were just changing the words, you know, someone used healthy and unhealthy versus good and bad. And someone I also heard say, you know, help me guide my food choices. And I thought, wow, okay. You know, I never really thought to like ask for that and let go of that. So I just thought it was, it really opened my mind to all of this. And I thank you all for sharing that.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and welcome. Christina, let me just get you unmuted. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, and everybody for the service. I'm gonna read mine. I also loved the group talk, and there's a lot of love in there. So I thought I really enjoyed it and felt part of it. My higher power, I am willing to be transformed the way I feel, I think, and act. Please remove from me every single obstacle I may have to take action and give me the strength to take it. Let me do the actions that may align me to reality and you with love. Amen. You.
Thank you, Christina. Cheryl, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Joy. Hi, I'm Cheryl. I'm a compulsive overeater. My seventh step prayer is, God, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad, all my impatience, that I should be so much further on spiritually than what I am. I pray you remove my difficulties so that I can accept the way I am, where I am today, my anxiety, my striving. I pray I can trust you as I depend on you today, so I can be free and be in acceptance today, so I can be of use to people. Amen. And yeah, just in our little group, it was, you know, it was a really good time of connectedness and just leaning in and trusting God, for where I am. And you know, like, these defects are going to come up during the day, and just a real reminder just to pause and just breathe and just be. And that it was a really good time of connectedness in that group. Like, somebody in our group was going to be traveling, and you know, there's a lot of world unrest at the moment, and just a real reminder that every day when I get out of bed, my feet get on the floor, is just to trust, because there's a lot of distractions. And yeah, that was a really great exercise. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Lucy, welcome.
Thank you. I'm Lucy, compulsive overeater. And what I wrote was, my creator, I pray for the willingness to surrender completely to your loving care. I trust you know all of me, the good and the bad, and I trust you will lead me on the path of recovery to becoming the person you would have me be. Please remove every defective character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength to accept your loving guidance. And then, and I stopped there because I hadn't quite finished, but I, after hearing my fellows, you know, share theirs, and they had the very specific things, I'm going back. I'll rewrite it like four times, try not to get into perfectionism, but in terms of how this will help me really hone in and be reminded on a daily, hourly, minute by minute basis of what I'm doing, what the work is for me right now, is to recognize when I have these, display these character defects, and so that I can turn them over and let them go. And I've had some practice in that with some things recently that I've been doing this in a very specific way. And it's kind of miraculous that I notice it right away. And if I notice it right away, I don't go into that self-loathing mode, and, you know, where it just builds and builds and leads to different emotions, more emotions, and so forth. So I have some work to do, but that's a good thing. Thank you for listening.
Hi there. Thank you, Lucy. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, everybody. I'm Claire, and I am in recovery. OA is my most active fellowship right now, the one I'm most involved with. Anyway, I've been very aware of the character defect of being judgmental and of self-righteous indignation, especially towards my son-in-law. So when I rewrote my seventh step prayer, I wrote it with these character defects in mind. And this is what I wrote. God, I am willing that you should have all of me, healthy and unhealthy. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character, including my judgmentalism and self-righteous indignation, that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me power, love, and your healing presence as you free me from my anger and resentment. I am now willing to align my will with yours and to become the person you would have me be. Amen. So I found that I say the seventh prayer every day as part of my prayer and meditation. And I've been happy with the prayer that I've been saying, but personalizing it to this particular character defect, it made me see that what's underneath this character defect of being judgmental towards my son-in-law and having unrealistic expectations of him that are not being met is a lot of fear, which then, having these expectations in place and seeing that he doesn't seem capable of meeting them, I feel a lot of anger and resentment towards them. But when I look more carefully, I bring it back to myself, and I'm realizing I'm setting
mental reminder.
Thank you, that I'm setting myself up to have these. So if I just let go of these expectations, I don't have to experience the anger and resentment. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. And thank you to our timer, Deborah. Star six to unmute.
Hi, Joe. Hi. Hi, everybody. I would like to say my prayer and my creator. I am now willing that you should have all of me, true self and false self. I pray that you now remove from me every single character challenge which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. And I like to have words, because I can easily just say the prayer in my head, because I know the prayer. And but I'm learning that when I, like the other day, I just got on my knees and just asked God to help me. And it from the heart, and I just started tearing up and asked him to help remove my wanting to manage or managing my life. I feel like I was managing and I was creating such suffering for myself. And then, because sometimes it takes a bit for me to just surrender. You know, I can surrender to my centering prayer, but throughout my day, that surrendering can be hard. I can even feel the tension in my body from that, from not doing that. So, yeah, I just had that thought about the other day and doing that. And thank you. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Deborah. Nakia, you ready? And I think the chat is open. So if you're wanting to exchange numbers or ask questions or just be part of the fellowship, the chat is open. We'll just get you. There you go. Welcome.
Hi. Okay. So the prayer I wrote is, Dear God, I pray that you will have all of me. I offer this life and my will to you to build with me and guide me to stay in alignment with my soul purpose. Please, God, remove the bondage of self, fears, defects of character, and obstacles that block me from living in reality and your light, and that stand in the way of my usefulness to you and all others I encounter, that I may better serve your will for me. And I pray for your strength as I go from here to do your will. Amen. So I wrote, my first sponsor, Lenon, had me memorize the prayer from the big book. And then after I memorized it, then she had me rewrite it in my own words. When I did, I changed too many of the words, just a few here and there. So I knew the prayer, but I just wrote this one now. And I just changed some of the words from what you shared, Joe, and from what someone else shared. If I heard something that resonated with me, I just plugged it in there and wrote a little bit more. And the program I'm currently very involved in now is LAA, but I've started out in Codependence Anonymous into Al-Anon for many years. And then now I'm in LAA. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean, welcome. And please, if you want to, raise your hand. You don't have to have a seventh-step prayer. We're just happy to hear your voice and your experience doing this work. Welcome, Jean. We'll just get you unmuted. There you go.
Okay. God, I am willing to seek your help in accepting all of me and removing all of my defects so as to do your will today. My pride, my self-reliance, stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellow man. Give me the strength as I begin today to do your will always. I say this every day. I say it in bed before I get out of bed. It helps me to start with the awareness that I have to turn my life over. I can't be in charge. And it just helps to change my thoughts about me running my life today. So I love this prayer.
Thank you, Jane. Terry.
I'm gonna just read it. My own God, I am now willing that you should have all of me, healthy and unhealthy. I pray that you now remove from me every single way of dealing with life, which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Please give me strength as I go out from here to do what your will. Amen. And that helps me to remember that I have to surrender. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, and thanks to everyone who has shared. I tend to use the prayer as written. Tonight I got a lot of good ideas about how I might recraft it to be more personal to me. What I wanted to share is that 3 weeks ago tomorrow, I had major big surgery on my back. And the first 2 weeks after the surgery, I was in such pain. And it was the seven-step prayer that kept me going. It was in my moments of the worst fear and the worst pain and just a wash of hopelessness over me that I went to the seven-step prayer. And it's just amazing that that brought me back into a frame of hope and faith. And wouldn't you know it, somebody from program would call me or I would pick up the phone and call them. And I just wanted to share it. It was a most remarkable experience. And the seven-step prayer alongside with the third-step prayer, but the seven-step really helped me throughout each day. And I'm very grateful. I pass.
Thank you for sharing. There was a question in the chat that was sent privately to me around fear of standing up, fear of being seen, fear of never getting it perfect, never getting it right, never getting this. So this fear, and I'd love to call on some of our members to what do you do when you're faced with that fear? And Jan V, would you mind sharing to that member your experience, strength, and hope? Welcome.
Thank you. Gosh. I think one of the things that I've been reading, I haven't finished it because I gave it to my daughter to read, was The Four Agreements. And that has really opened up a lot to me, which I, some of it has been in the, you know, the AA program as well, and in this workshop. But oftentimes for me, fear is like, I'm too wound up. I'm too invested in what people think. And that makes me freeze. That just brings a fear to me that I'm not going to be enough. I'm not going to do it right. And I don't like that. So I think I'm getting better at just realizing it doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. I'm just going to be who I am. And reading this book, also, it's people aren't really thinking about you. You just think they're thinking about you. That sort of thought. So I that's freeing for me.
Yeah, thank you, Jen, and thank you for letting me put you on the spot. just that as we move through the steps, we are getting ready to move into steps 8 and 9, and that fear comes up. What will happen when I can't face my perfectionism, my fear of never getting it right? Cynthia, do you want to call? Do you have a question, or do you want to speak to that?
I would like to speak to
Please.
that. Typical of any person with an addiction, I can get caught up in almost a tailspin of feeling overwhelmed and thinking that I'm not going to get something right or I can't figure it out. And what I have found to be helpful is reminding myself that I'm not the only person. I don't have to do things on my own. There are, resources in other people. There's also reminding myself that there are a whole lot of things I've done along the way that I didn't know I could do until I tried. And also reminding myself that my higher power has taken care of me, is taking care of me, and will take care of me, that I will have those supports, both from other people as well as from my higher power. And that fear is me bouncing off the walls. It's, I can get into a thing about, well, I don't know where my higher power is in all this. And the fact is that my higher power has always been right there. And it's me who's all over the place. And if I can settle myself, settle my mind, even to the point of doing some breathing exercises, going for a walk, something physical to
Gentle
bring my
reminder.
energy, thank you, to bring my energy back down and allow myself to think things through, can make all the difference in the world. And it gets better the more I practice that. It's definitely a muscle. Thank you for letting me share.
I can't see you on my screen, Karen. I saw you earlier, but if you could unmute.
Okay,
Thank you.
thanks, Joe. Well, what I remember from what you said the person was asking about, I heard fear of not doing this recovery thing, I thought, perfectly. Is that correct in what the person was asking about?
I'm just plugging my power in. I will leave it up to your power to guide you, Karen.
Okay. That is what I heard, and my experience, strength, and hope on that is I don't think I will ever do this perfectly, and I've also felt at times like, oh, I am never gonna get this right or do it just so. And I think that voice is a voice of discouragement, and it's the voice that wants me to isolate and get and make me drift away from program. So I try not to listen to that because I think it's probably part of my disease. So I know from my own experience that my life is better when I'm in program, active, using my programs, talking about my life to other people. And that always pays off. Praying and meditating, not acting like I'm in self-reliance and can do everything all on my own. So I think those are the things that help me lean the way of faith more than the way of fear. And when I've done the third and fourth columns, I've been surprised at all of my underlying fears that have popped up in there that I didn't even know I had. But it's been so helpful to say them out loud to other people and hear that other people have them too. And then that sense of community makes me feel less alone as well. And that helps me also have more faith than fear. So that's what I got. Thanks.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you to the members of this group that keep it together. We move into the seven-step prayer. We start to release these things. So fear comes up for us, perfectionism, our character defects come up, and we keep going back to that. Every day is a day where we work the seven-step prayer. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me. Every day we will see more of ourselves. We will see more and more. And every day is a day where we lean in and let go. So I'm getting ready here to close up the meeting. Just an announcement. There is a small group starting tomorrow, I believe. It is tomorrow, 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. So this is an announcement. It's a small group. The focus is codependency. So the it's called Beyond People Pleasing. So if you're interested in the small groups that are running, there's one happening tomorrow, starting tomorrow, and the focus is codependency. The link in the chat, I'll post the link in the chat in a moment if you're interested, or if Lynn, if you have it, you could post it in there too. That'd be great. It's starting tomorrow. And our work the next few weeks are all around steps 8 and 9. So small group discussions, writing scripts, and preparing for what would the amends look like, where is the harm. And there is a homework that's in the chat. If Lynn has been posting it, your homework is pretty much what we did today. So if you came today to the live workshop, you've done your homework. It is to be saying the seventh step prayer, to be looking last week at step 6, and what did we commit to be accountable for? What did we say last week that we would do? Have we been doing it? Look at my behavior. There is no point going into that amends if I'm continuing in the behavior that is harming myself and harming the people around me. The first amends is a living amends, letting go of the behavior. That's the first amends. Change. That transformation. The first amends is to look at our behavior. Transformation is a change in the way we think, feel, and behave, and it happens backwards. We behave differently right at the beginning. We behave differently, then our feelings, then finally our thinking. So with that, I will close up today. If there's no other announcements from the group, from Lynn, or I think that's all for the announcements. Thank you. We get everything in there. So homework. Next week, our discussion is around steps 8 and 9, and we'll practice together in small groups. You don't have to be ready to do a step in 8 or 9. You don't have to be up to the step. What we're practicing is, how would you write an amends? And we'll do it together. How do you write the script? We'll practice saying it together. The group is actually quite small this year, which actually we will get a lot of time to practice your script. I'm happy to write your script and get a chance to practice it together. So that could be fun. Let's close with a prayer. God, please grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you, everyone. See you next week. I think there you can unmute if you can and say farewell. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks.
Great meeting.
Thanks, everyone, for your service. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.